What's up? It's your girl Pray and Slay with Chrissy B. And so I'm having another random episode. I think I said to keep up with my podcast, I said weekly, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna record about the topics we talk about in Girl You Better Glow. So this week's topic, we're speaking about healing. And I wanted to pretty much talk about this topic because I do believe that this topic is something that is very broad, and a lot of people run away from the true process of healing because I feel like it makes you dig deep and it starts to make you think about things that you don't want to think about. And that's the first step of healing, is accepting first that you need to be healed. So one thing I had to tell myself is it's a lot of areas in my life that I knew I needed to be healed from that currently affects me. Like, I have always been told that I'm super bossy, I'm super guarded, I'm super protective and defensive. And do I want to be these things? Yes and no. Some of the traits are great traits. Like, I would definitely want to be protective over myself, but I don't always want to be defensive to things that may come my way. And I've noticed that growing up, like with relationships that I've had from my father, from my mom, and from my family in general, caused me to be defensive. And those are situations that I were not ready to go back on. Like, I didn't want to talk about that. I didn't want to go backtrack and, feel like, I didn't want to feel those feelings again. So a lot of times when we're dealing with healing, we just would rather let the past be the past because we feel like it's easier that way. But in reality, it really comes back to affect us and hunt us. I was listening to a podcast, Black Girl Therapy, and I forgot her name, but she's a psychologist, and she was on there. She was speaking about true healing, and she was talking about how to really get to the root of healing, you have to go back and visit your ancestors. Like, get to know your ancestors, get to know your history and your past, because a lot of things have been pretty much passed down through generation. Like, a lot of things we're upset with our parents about, our fathers about, and our family, but in reality, this is how they were raised. So when you start to backtrack and dig deep and search your history, you start to figure out the reason why you've been presented with this pain that you are now holding on to, which is calling you to need to be healed. So healing is really deep. The first thing I know that I had to do was accept that I was ready to be healed, because a lot of times we hold on to the trauma and pain of healing, and it prevents us from even taking the first step of healing. Like, we would rather not think about it or not talk about it, so we hold on to it. And a lot of times we hold on to it because we don't want to forget about it. We don't want to give that person a chance or let them back in our lives, because we know when you forgive, that might open that door for a conversation. We don't want that because we are so upset at what might have happened or what they might have done to you. So it causes you to not be ready to heal because you're not accepting it, because you're holding on to it. So the first thing I knew I had to do was accept that I was ready to be healed. So that was the first step, right? Accepting it. Now for me, another part where I feel like a lot of people might run into issues with is when you accept it, now you got to deal with it. You got to grieve. You got to give yourself time to first grieve. Because when you accept that you're ready to heal, honestly, all those feelings are going to come back. So you're going to go back through the grieving process. Because I feel like when you are going through the stages, it's like I feel like the grieving process happened more than once. The grieving process is going to happen before the healing, because you're going to feel the pain from the situation. But while you're going through your healing process, the grieving happens again. But that's during your healing. So the feelings you didn't want to feel, you're going to start feeling those feelings. And you have to give yourself time to allow those feelings to have their truth. A lot of times, we always are told, it is what it is. Everything going to be okay. Just deal with it. Pray about it. But listen, yes, pray about it. But the feelings are there. So, like, you got to deal with the truth. You are feeling like this because you're hurting. It is what it is. Ain't going to help. Praying about it could help, but you have to deal with the problem. So at times we got to really take a step back and realize, right now I'm going through something. I need to remove myself from certain things and certain situations and certain people because I want to be better. I need to take an hour out of every day and just sit there, maybe write, maybe just close my eyes, maybe light some candles, incense, whatever it is you do to put you in a space that allows you to just take a moment, because you have to go through it. And then sometimes, like, I was listening to another podcast, and it was saying, like, if it's a grief of, like, a person losing a relationship of someone that you truly miss, like a family member or something close to you, it's okay to have a moment. Like, have their picture on the wall. Sometimes you just want to go and talk to them, write your feelings down. Like, we have to learn how to get in tune with our emotions in order to grieve. So once we go through our grieving stage, then it's like, okay, we're one step closer to our healing. So after the grieving process, another process I find it to be hard for a lot of people is forgiving yourself. This was the hardest part of my healing, was forgiving myself. I was mad at myself. I was angry at myself for allowing myself to go through that, for allowing myself to allow people to treat me like that. I'm like, Chrissy, you know better. Like, why did you go through that? Like, what's wrong with you? You are just, you know, I was my biggest critic. And so I didn't forgive myself, because it's like, girl, what are you doing? Like, you know better. Why you got yourself in this situation? Like, why did you let your life get to this point? And I was really hard on myself. So I had to understand that in order to really elevate and turn that pain into purpose, you gotta forgive yourself. Because if you do not forgive yourself, you're gonna hold that over your head for eternity, and you will not grow, and you will forever not be healed. So I had to learn to forgive myself. So I had to tell myself, I had to listen to, like, YouTube channels. I was, like, writing in a journal. I was just taking a moment where I'd just be crying, like, seriously, just shedding, like, tears just rolling down my face, shedding tears because I was just hurt. I was, you know, and it's okay. I had to tell myself it's okay to not be okay. It's okay to not want to talk to nobody today. Ain't nothing wrong with you. You just don't feel like it, and it's okay. So I had to tell myself, you know what? I forgive myself. Yes, you were wrong. I wrote myself a letter. I never forget. During my healing, like, one of the stages of my life that was the hardest, I wrote myself a letter and pretty much told myself, like, I forgive you for, you know, everything that I went through. Like, telling myself it's gonna be okay. You're gonna be okay. Sometimes we gotta do things like simple stuff like that. Because once we forgive ourselves, we are now letting go. And letting go and moving on releases the type of happiness that we all deserve. We deserve to be healed because we deserve to be happy. Holding on to pain is useless if it's not turned into purpose. Pain was never put in your life to just sit there and hold you down and keep you stagnant and keep you depressed. God promised us all a life of abundance. However, we can't tap into that abundance if we're holding on to things that hold us back, and if we're focusing on the things that are holding us back. We have to learn to be okay with not being okay, to accept how we feel, to eliminate certain things out of our life and certain people, and to walk away from things that affect your peace. We have to learn how to take a moment for ourselves in order to fully heal. So I knew that this podcast was going to be a little longer than most. So I didn't add no advertisement in the beginning of it because I really wanted to just get straight to the point. And I know this message might help somebody, because, like, with me right now, I'm still going through like another healing process. It's something totally different. And for me, I know that because I went through my healing process once, I'm able to go through it again. And another thing, surround yourself with like-minded people. When you're going through a phase of healing, you have to surround yourself with positivity, good energy, good vibes. Some people you associate yourself with, you can't be around during that process because they're not going to understand. They're the people that's going to tell you every day it's going to be okay, instead of the people popping up to your house saying, sis, get your clothes on, or bro, get your clothes on. We about to go get something to eat. Sis, put on your clothes. I'm about to take you to get your nails done, because they know that you need more than just it's going to be okay. So you might need a group of people to just send you motivation when needed, because everybody needs somebody. And sometimes the people that's in your life at that moment may not be there for that season of your healing. So you got to walk away. So I hope this message really helps somebody. We get into the 10-minute mark, so y'all know I'm about to wrap it up. But as always, you follow me on all social media platforms. I am now on TikTok at I Am Chrissy Barnett. You can follow me on Instagram at I Am Chrissy Barnett. Also, I am on Facebook as Chrissy Barnett, and you can follow my group on Facebook, Girl, You Better Glow. So y'all have a good day.